Governor Jim Doyle has vetoed similar legislation in the past, but this measure is a bit more specific. Instead of requiring the legislature's approval for all gaming pacts, lawmakers would only need to sign off when a casino is built outside of a reservation. Assembly Speaker John Gard of Peshtigo has frequently criticized the deal struck between Doyle and tribal leaders. Gard's chief legal counsel, Ellen Nowak, says lawmakers should be able to check Doyle's power over what is now a massive industry.
The game has changed when it comes to tribal casinos. No longer are they a bingo hall and a few slot machines on traditional tribal lands. This is a billion-dollar operation, expanding into communities and backed by endless compacts, unlimited expansion, and dwindling financial support to the state.
But Doyle's office says consulting 132 lawmakers would make reasonable negotiations impossible. Lac de Flambeau tribe lobbyist John Alberts is a former Republican lawmaker and says it would only slow and potentially halt projects already in the works. For example, the Menominee tribe is in the process of siting a casino off-reservation in Kenosha, and Lac de Flambeau leaders want a new casino near the Illinois border. Albert says those projects should be allowed to proceed.
If you want to limit gaming after that, have at it. But it's just not fair to the people who've already taken as many steps as they possibly could and are, frankly, getting tired of waiting. It's just one more obstacle.
Several Kenosha residents also criticized the plan for endangering what they see as surefire economic development in their area. Republicans say if the proposal passed, the legislature could still decide to approve those projects. The bill cleared a committee yesterday and could be debated on the assembly floor later this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.